Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, now offering local, organic, and sustainable breakfast to go for large parties, corporate events, and more. Ordering available online at portagebaycafe.com.
Yay, everyone. I'm so happy we're all here today to see Pearl Jangle live in the studio. It's a fun audience. And may I just tell everyone listening live that Pearl Jangle is prepared and ready to play at any moment. And right now, we're going to get to hear them. May I present to you Pearl Jangle. Thank you. Django, everyone, in a wonderful live studio session, the very first of 2018, but not the first for you guys.
No.
You're hearing from the violinist Michael Gray, who is often the spokesperson for the band. Is that correct?
Yeah, I speak in complete sentences.
We have a nice studio audience here today. We are live. And, you know, I wanted to ask, so 2018, how long has this band been going on?
Well, it all depends what you mean by this band. I think Pearl Django itself has been around since 1994. I want to say 94, 95, somewhere in there. This particular configuration is a one-time deal because we have Guitarmageddon here today. We have three guitarists featuring our founding member, Neil Anderson, over there in the middle, for those of you in the studio here.
Yes. Hey, Neil.
And our new guitarist, James Char, over there on guitar.
Yes.
And someone who's been playing with us for about 2 years now. This is Tim Lurch on guitar.
Well, thank you so much for being here. It's just, we're having such a good time. What do you have next for us?
Well, we're going to do, that last tune was called With Friends Like These. And it's a jazz contrafact. It's Tim's take on a great tune called Just Friends, and we call it With Friends Like These, and that's the name of our most recent CD. Neil was recorded all over that, so we're going to do one of Neil's tunes right now, and this is a Musette-style waltz, and it's called Waltz a la Carte.
Right.
One, two, three, two, two, three.
Lovely tune. What's the title of it again?
Waltz a la Carte.
Waltz a la Carte. And you are the author of that.
Yes.
Speaking to Neil Anderson, founder of this band, actually, and writer of that song. So why is it a la carte?
Well, why not? I couldn't come up with a good title. So I thought it's just kind of, you know, it's a la carte. You just pick something.
Pick
and
what
that's
like,
that's
right?
What happened.
Yeah. And we talked a little bit earlier. What have you been doing?
Yes.
Since you haven't been here playing in the band.
Well, I moved south to California, and I've been doing a lot of painting down there. It's a beautiful place, and I have a nice studio space, and doing a lot of artwork and doing some playing and learning about the environment down there. Mm-hmm. Worrying about fires and earthquakes.
Yes.
Neil was playing with matches.
Oh, uh-oh. What's your medium?
It's oil paint.
Oil. Excellent, mm-hmm. excellent. Well, and I had to ask a question about the waltz there. You know, there's no drummer in this band. So who keeps the time?
Well,
it's all of us, hopefully.
Hopefully all of us, yeah.
For this style of gypsy music, it's really the rhythm guitar that's doing the beat, the snare drum hits. So
between, like today, with three guitarists, you don't seem to be... Are you looking at each other for rhythm?
Yeah. We're all locked in...
Yeah, we hear it.
Yeah.
We listen.
We're listening with our ears.
All right. Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, I wanted to introduce... We've introduced, I think, four members. We may not have mentioned...
Three.
Yeah, you heard earlier from Michael Gray on violin. And we also have an accordion, David Lang, which is nice to have an accordion here.
Thank you.
We don't have that too much. And then on the big bass, we've got Rick Lepinen over there. So what is next, guys?
Well, let's see. I think, you know, it's incumbent on us as a band that gets a lot of love from KNKX to do this tune for one of our favorite all-time DJ dudes on the station. This is one for Dick Stein. And he came up with the term the mighty engine of rhythm when speaking about Pearl Django on, I think it was on a boat cruise. So it was kind of appropriate because the engines had just started up on the big Argosy boat. Anyway, we're sending this out to Dick wherever he is today. Probably, I don't think he's doing the ultralights anymore. So wherever you are there, Richard, this is for you. This is our version of... Well, it's our tune. It's called Mighty Engine of Rhythm. Thank you.
The Mighty Engine of Rhythm.
That's right, for Mr. Stein.
For Dick Stein. Who wrote that song, by the way?
I did.
It's such a great tune. I was just, reminds me of gypsy jazz, which is what y'all specialize in. What is it about this music? It hits me on a heart level. I just feel like it's so passionate.
Well, I agree. I think that Neil and I have all often chatted about this. I think one of the things that works really well for the audience, I think for the listener, is the fact that it's got really discernible, strong, melodic content. And it's also that mighty engine of rhythm. I mean, I think when you put them together and harmonically, it's accessible. And I think we just, we've been doing it long enough that I think that we just have this this plan that seems to keep on working. So,
because there's no gypsies here, right?
No.
Jazz guys, though? You've done jazz. Well, what drew you to that style and to specialize in that style?
It's interesting. It's fun. It's fun to play. Good music, has melodies. And being a guitar player, it's really enjoyable. It's really just fun to play, basically.
Fun.
Yeah.
Fun. And,
it's
fun. Neil, he had to quit his career as a taxidermist.
to pursue the
gypsy jazz lifestyle, and it was difficult for him to give that up, but he did, and we're grateful to him forever for doing
that. That's not true. I'm not a taxidermist. Just everybody out there, it's not true. That's a joke. I love animals. We have a very nice
live ones, right? Yeah.
Lots of birds in California. It's fun. Anyway.
Well, you guys, it's wonderful. It's just really lovely music, and I don't hear a lot of folks doing it. You're really doing something that's not that usual, I don't think.
I think it it's getting more and more prevalent and popular in the U.S. I think in Europe there's a bigger audience and a bigger gene pool that is doing this music. So we're just and particularly in the Northwest, there's a lot of gypsy jazz bands here. And which is great. I mean, in Portland, there was like five or six working gypsy jazz bands, and I know that there's many more than that in the Seattle area. So,
that's exciting. And only two of you are wearing beanie type hats.
That's because
so
it keeps my head warm.
Yes, yeah.
Because I don't have any hair up there.
But it does have a look of gypsy jazz or Parisian. Well, anything else you'd like to add for us?
Fact that we are playing at Jazz Alley on tonight, the 3rd and the 4th. And Neil is our special guest. And so if you like really good guitar playing, there's going to be three fabulous guitar players there, along with the accordion and the violin. You have to put up with us. So, and our fabulous bassist. So we're looking forward to having a good 3-day stay at Jazz Alley. So please come out and see us.
Excellent. How are we going to finish off today?
Well, we've decided that our best selling CD is one called Avalon, and I think it sold 4 copies. Yeah. So we're going to feature the title cut from that disc. We've been playing it for a long time, but Neil just kills it, so we're going to do that. It's one called Avalon.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
was fun. Pearl Django, everyone, on a live studio session. We're so happy to have had you come by. Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a wonderful stint at Jazz Alley. And those of you who'd like to come out, check out the website for ticket information. It's a great club to see them up close and live, and so fun. I'm just going to go around the horn again and introduce everyone you've heard from. This is David Lang on accordion. And on guitar, Jim Char.
Everybody.
On another guitar, Tim Lurch. A founding member and special guest at Jazz Alley is going to be Neil Anderson on guitar. And we've got on the big bass, Rick Lepinen. And thank you so much for coming in, violinist Michael Gray.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Demetrio's Jazz Alley. They're going to be there tonight through Thursday. Our studio session sponsor, Portage Bay Cafe. Our sound engineer, John Kessler, and videographer, Parker Blom. And we'd also like to thank the Leadership Circle members in our studio audience. Thank you. It's your support that helps make these exclusive studio sessions possible at KNKX, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, everyone. And I'll turn it back to our KNKX studio for more of Midday Jazz with Robin Lloyd.